Welcome to a holiday-themed Hug Nation. Welcome. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, Merry Xmas! And when I say Xmas, just substitute whatever faith that you'd like into that, whatever belief system you'd like. X marks the, it's an algebraic X, not an X as in Christ. Christmas time is a conflicted time of year. It can be a beautiful one. It can be a time when you get to be with family. It can also be a time when you have loads of expectations about what time with family is supposed to be. It can be a time when you get to be reunited with people that you love. It can be a time that reminds you of people that you've lost who are no longer there to share the time with. It can be a time of giving. It can be a time of obligation. The big blessing, bliss of this time of year, no matter what your faith, I think you can kind of steer them all in one way or another into awakening, rebirth, growth. As the solstice hits and the days start to get longer, as a Messiah is born, as we wake up to our own Christ consciousness, our own divinity inside us, as we start to embrace that and own that and let our light shine, that's what we can celebrate this time of year. I wanted to address the lost art of receiving. See, I talk about gifting a lot, and if you've seen my TED talk, I only had 16 minutes, and I wanted to talk about gifting, and I really kind of cut everything about receiving. But the truth is, receiving is critical. It is the most important part. Well, it is a very important part about gifting. Now, a little refresher. Gifting is, I think there is a Jewish term for it, mitzvah. I was taught that this week. But gifting is a system of exchange that is not a system of exchange. It is simply giving. We're so used to our commerce where we exchange money for goods and services, or we barter, where we exchange goods and services for goods and services. But in all of those situations, we end up with a sum of zero. You give something, I give something. We both feel like we got a little bit better deal than the other person, so we feel good. But the sum is equal. And gifting is when you simply give because you want them to be better, happier, joyous, more affluent. You just want to lift them up and light them up a little bit. Now, why do you want to do that? Because you're aspiring to be a saint and you want to give away your things and live in poverty and whip yourself out of sacrifice? No. You give things, one, because it feels right and it makes you feel connected. But the big one is because you realize that they are an extension of you. They are part of the human family. They are a brother and sister. And if you can make their life lighter, then you're actually lifting yourself up too, and you're lifting up all of us. Now, receiving comes in because not only do I have to depend on just that feeling of like global connection and feeling that I'm doing good, when someone is a good receiver, they light up and you feel it. You know who is good receivers? Little kids. Little kids ripping open the toy that they want. Actually, they're not very good receivers of things that they don't want. It's so classic watching my little nephew rip open something, and he's like, just so you know, in the future, I don't ever want clothes for Christmas. But if you see a kid get something they want, they're like, yeah! And when you see a kid smile, get that big and that glow, you can't help but feel it. Now, that's what makes the gifting cycle working. Just magic is because you give and they light up, you light up. It's no longer an equal exchange. It's now everybody is elevated by this system. So we need to break ourselves out of the bad habits that we've gotten about trying to be like, oh, no, you shouldn't have. Oh, no, oh, I can't take that. I can't accept that. I'm sorry, you shouldn't have. Or feeling like, oh, I didn't get you anything. It's like, no. When you do that, When you slip into that exchange mentality, you actually rob the person of the reason, the biggest joyous reason to actually gift, which is that feeling of being able to do something nice and do something good. I mean, if you say, oh, no, you shouldn't have, oh, I didn't do, what you're doing is you're making them feel badly that they've done this act, and you've taken away the ability for them to have that reciprocal, that empathetic, just like, ah, yes. Now, I've had to learn this, and in Burning Man is what taught me it, but I can remember being a terrible receiver. The one that tricked me up, and I still have to work on, is when my attitudes about money get switched in with my attitudes about receiving things. And so somebody that I care about, that I love, that I know might have financial struggles, because we have, well, maybe not struggles, they do their accounting differently than I do. They are more comfortable in a state of debt than I am. And so while I take on some stress at times about their debt and try to, you know, encourage them to pay off debts before buying new things, they're comfortable in that fluid state of, it'll come, I'll pay it off when I should. And so when I know someone's in a state of debt and they want to give me something, I'm like, please, no. And I have, you know, I have ruined some beautiful moments when someone that cared about me very much wanted to give me something they thought I would love and was special. And I looked at it and I go, oh, you, I can't believe you spent this much on me. It's like, death to the gifting process. Kill the joy. Ugh. So now I've had to learn that, okay, I can try to communicate the things that I would like, try to be very clear that the things that I would appreciate are generally not monetary. But if this is the thing that you want to gift me, it is my honor and duty to receive. And sometimes you got to practice that. You might say, thank you. And this is true with compliments. This is true with anything. When someone says, oh, I love your shoes, you don't say, which sometimes we're tempted to go, you know what, they only cost $5. You say, thank you. Bing, 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 everybody's happier. Everyone's got a little bit more bzzz and joy that they can then start spreading. Joy to the world, just receive goodly. La, 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 la. So it becomes part of the expression of love. A gifting experience, when you give someone to something and you want them to light up, you're hoping to light them up. It's because you're experience of joy is actually tied with theirs. When someone else's joy gives you joy, that is a love connection. Not in the two and two sense, for those of you who are old school dating show fans, but in the love connection, the love bond, the agape, unconditional love connection that we can feel with our human family. And so being a good receiver, saying thank you, oh, thank you, can be infinitely more important and more valuable, more priceless than whatever dollar amount is given. I had experience actually yesterday. A very talented seamstress came by to measure me for a vest that she visioned for me and she wanted to make for me. And I so wanted to, like, well, what's it going to cost? How am I going to, you know, I can't accept, you know, look at how this work is going to take, you know, and my mind was kind of doing this stuff. And I was like, she's been very clear that she wants to make this for me. I am so excited to get it. My responsibility here is not to feel bad about all the effort that she's giving. My role here is to be appreciative and grateful and let that appreciation that I'm feeling shine bright enough so that she feels it and feels like, sweet, I can't wait to make this for him. I can't wait to see him in this. When you're a good receiver, people love to give to you. If you've ever been at if you've ever cooked for people and if people just like sit down and start eating and then go about their business and never say anything about how much they enjoyed the meal, you're probably kind of meh about if you're going to cook for them again. But if people are like, whoa, this is awesome. I've never had, oh, how did you do that? This is, then you're feeling that zzzz, all of the little joy that you've created. And it makes you go, when can you come back? I want to gift you more because you're such good receivers. And when we practice that and we take it into the big picture of life itself, we actually train the universe to be like that chef, that divine energy. When we are in gratitude and we appreciate it, God, the universe, the divine flow, our awareness of what already is, steers us deeper and deeper and deeper into abundance and wonderful things. Because the God's no God, and the universe is no different than the chef. It's like, sweet, this guy is totally loves it. Let's make him something else. Let's give him something else. This is great. Because that's how the law works. So this holiday, as you get overwhelmed with malls and obligations, remember that above giving is your responsibility, your ability, your role in the system of gifting is to receive. Thank you. Thank you for being here in this moment, whether live or on archive. Thank you. I am so grateful that we have this moment to let our vibrations amplify one another, recalibrate our hearts to what we truly are, which is not consumers frenzied in an end of the year commercial panic. No, we are by our nature connected, loving lights that love to give and share and light up and brighten the lives of others. So let go. And just focus on that. Thank you for being. Let's have a Hug Nation hug. Grab yourselves by your shoulders. And receive the gift of life. The grandest, most amazing, most constant gift that we get with every breath. Grandpa Caleb used to say, every day is a gift. And he meant it. And sometimes it takes struggle and hardship and loss to remind us that, how precious every breath is, how amazing every moment is. This life is our greatest gift, our attention, our time, our affection, our love, our giving, our receiving, how we spend this energy, how we open our hearts. This is the gift that we give in return. This is the dues we pay. Should we choose to? It's a gift, we don't have to, but to be good receivers, to be great receivers of this gift of life, we just need to celebrate, feel the joy, practice gratitude, and make that divine energy that gave us this glow, as it feels our joy, brighten up the room, brighten up the world, brighten up the universe. Let's take three breaths together, and as we breathe in, feel ourselves getting brighter, brighter, brighter with appreciation. Inhale through the nose. Thank you, breath out. Inhale. Thank you. Inhale. Thank you. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the love warriors, thank you for being you. for giving your gifts, for receiving and allowing and being you. That is the greatest gift, and we are all so appreciative. I love you. Namaste.
You only live once. Enjoy the color.